Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 486.
What's happening, guys? Happy Tuesday.
How many days, how many episodes until 500?
14 days, bruh.
Well done.
Well, we're having our 500th on a Tuesday in 2 weeks' time.
I saw a lady get very upset at a girl who gave her the wrong change at a cafe.
When?
3 weeks ago.
A lot of money. You should have said yesterday. Make it a bit more relevant.
Does that really matter?
No, it doesn't really matter. But
it's literally on my mind because I was like.
It's on your mind?
Because the lady was quite rude and she was changing. It's one of those situations where I was at the cafe.
Yeah.
I'd eaten. I just wanted to pay. But it was also a bakery sort of scenario. And the lady got some bread bagged up. And then she changed her mind with that. And then it was when the public holiday was on because then they said, oh, yeah, there's just a surcharge. And she's like, oh. And so she's like, oh, well, I'll pay cash because there wasn't surcharge or something on the on cash.
Interesting.
And anyway, that was when it all went down where the lady gave, she was meant to get $24 change.
Mm.
And the person behind the counter only gave 14. But I was with the girl behind the counter. I was like, yeah, that's right, isn't it? So anyway.
Oh, the worst was when I was cool a young gronk and I've been on the receiving end of this too. And done the non-gronk move of giving the money back. But when you say, say you're paying for something mm-hmm. and you hand over coins and notes and you say, I'll just have the 10 back, that rattled me when I was a young dumb, still am dumb. Mm. That just used to rattle me so much. It was like,
it's just like you're giving me more. You don't need to give me those coins.
Yeah, I'll just.
You've already paid too much. Why are you paying more than you? It's very confusing.
I mean, I've been that person though, getting grumpy. But I think. You really need to take a fucking look at yourself if you're blowing up at absolutely anything.
What about the blowing up? I've been thinking about it a lot lately. There's
blowing up or having blown up or just the potential of blowing up? What are you thinking about?
I was watching this YouTube video. There's a guy who was you could probably Google it, 97. He was on Easter Island and him and his girlfriend, he's a vlogger, travel vlogger, and him and his girlfriend were checking out all of these different sort of indigenous sites
mm-hmm.
and she crossed over a line where they weren't meant to be taking photos.
Not a moral line, a physical line.
Yeah, a physical. Like, there was actually rock line of rocks.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guy was like yelling at the ranger because the ranger was asking for his tickets and all that sort of thing. It was having a full-blown blow-up and I was saying to Bram, like, this guy's a fucking idiot. And Bree's like, I could imagine you doing something like that.
So he was getting angry. So he did the wrong thing, but then got angry at the ranger for telling him off.
Yeah, telling him and his girlfriend off.
It's just a dog barking back.
But so he was filming the whole thing. And it's that funny thing was he's filming like, oh, I'm filming this as proof. But I think he comes across as looking like a bit of a dickhead.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyway, there's like, it was a very long story, but there was a lady who I just saw on the news. She was suing Emirates. She broke her ankle and she said that the airline was responsible for the end of her marriage because she only got a cup of water with a meal and she was really thirsty. And she said she had to ask four times for water. They hadn't done it. She got up to go to the bathroom, tripped, broke her ankle. And she said, and so she just lost the case. It was just in Melbourne. Good.
So she should. She's a Melbourne person.
Yeah.
That's disappointing for us Melbourneites.
Yeah.
That's really disappointing.
So I do, I mean, it's, you see how these things escalate, but I just don't want to be the one that sort of gets really
what you have to empathize with is the person who thinks it's good to go after that as a case. Like the person that actually thinks, I broke my foot. Connected to the water thing, I was walking and I hurt myself.
Yeah, who are they? I guess like I've seen it a few times with people where it's like you see an acquaintance suing someone and you think like where are they getting their advice from?
But it's poor person thinking.
Well, what about this moral? What about this moral dilemma?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, relying on suing a business to sort of then be able to retire. I guess there's certain cases where, like, if you've really – if something's happened
of course. Work stuff where there's mm-hmm. been a negligence mm-hmm. on the behalf of yeah. the employer.
But if you're fucking just cleaning the coffee plunge up, we can't be responsible for that 3D deal if you're listening.
We cannot. And it didn't actually happen. We didn't say it.
But the
we didn't take him to hospital.
Yeah, you did.
Did we? There's a video. Fuck. We did.
But no, we did a whole piece of content. How about this for an interesting sort of almost blow up, but then complete change of heart? Uber Eats, I think there should be a rule. We cannot get upset or angry at any Uber Eats.
People, like the drivers?
Rider, anything like that.
If they don't rock up with your food, that's pretty fucking annoying. Mm. Grounds for anger.
What do you think, 97? Would you ever get annoyed?
I rarely ever order Uber Eats, but no.
Well, we had a situation here. It was a late night Friday, ordered pizzas. The guy came and I looked. He had a backpack which does not fit a pizza in it unless it's on its side. Mm-hmm. And he takes it out and he looks so frazzled.
Razzled.
Razzled, frazzled.
Friday night razzled.
If only he was razzled, yeah. It would have been party. It was on its side and I opened the pizza and I said, does that look normal to you, mate?
It looks like a fucking souvlaki.
And he said, oh, I'm so, it's like the first
it's
ride.
It's a calzone now.
Yeah, you pay extra for that. He asked for an extra $5.
And I just said, don't worry about it, man. It's all good. Like I was like, this poor bastard.
Well, how poor about bastard. We had a case where we complained. We actually got an email from Uber Eats saying, you guys are complaining too much.
You get an email? Is it, is it automated?
Yeah, it's like just a reminder of the community guidelines. And then Bree was so upset with the email that she emailed them back saying, how dare you speak to us like that? But no, we had a... we had some issues. I know this is all very sort of privileged first world sort of scenarios that we're talking about. We had some issues where every time we were doing Uber Eats, it was raining and it kept fucking up. They would send out cyclists and they shouldn't be getting cyclists to ride in the rain with food.
I saw a guy with rollerblades in the rain.
Really?
Deliveroo dude.
Just
fucking skating.
Not great. But how about this? So the guy, you know how it has the how long it's going to take for food to arrive? It will arrive by this time.
Yes.
Like at the latest. It's like 25 past. Anyway, this guy ended up like taking an extra 20 minutes over the latest time. But then he gets to our door and he's like fucking wet. It's been raining.
Of course he is.
And then he says, after normally the process is we then say food was cold, get a refund or whatever. He then says, can you please give me a tip?
Oh.
And so here's a bit of a conundrum. Bree's like, fuck, I feel really bad for this guy. He deserves a tip. He even said, God bless. He didn't say God bless. Got another Uber Eats story. Guy used our toilet the other day, Uber Eats guy.
Get fuck off.
Yeah. Oh.
And
this toilet.
My home toilet.
No, you have to go through a security door into a lift, mm-hmm. up the lift, walk down a passageway, knock on the door.
That's how they get to me. Yes.
That's the barrier to get to you.
Yeah.
To then go through your house.
And so, my house is, you're basically there by that point because the fucking apartment is so small.
Yeah, but you're still going to enter. It's like.
Yeah. So I'll tell you the end of the tip thing in a second. But on that guy with the toilet thing, I answered the door, got the food and all that sort of thing. And he said, is there a toilet in the building?
Okay. So he didn't ask, is there a toilet in your apartment?
And so I said, oh no, sorry, there isn't. And then I closed the door. And I said to Bree, I'm like, hey babe, like we've got a toilet. The guy just asked if there was a toilet.
Mm.
And she's like, yes, you fucking idiot, basically. Like, of course.
Because you shut the door on him and then you had to open it back up and call him back.
Yeah. And so I ran down because the thing was, part of it was my empathy around, like, I nearly pissed my pants in a DD the other day. And so I was thinking about that. I was like, and so then I ran to the lift and got him and said, oh, I just thought, like, we've got a toilet. He goes, oh, thank you. And then he said, it's just a little one. And then I don't know if it's a cultural thing, but he did this with his finger, like a little pinky.
A tiny dick, dude. Don't worry about
just
it.
A little one. You think he means that he's just a little wee?
Definitely meaning number ones.
Yeah.
But that's I appreciate that. I mean, that's a nice thing to do. I don't know if I would do that.
And so that was that. But then it's so weird when you do that, you like, I got, because he took a while in there. And so.
Mate, you're sniffing your Miss O's perfumes. That's what I do. When I go in there, I'm just like.
Yeah. Oh, geez, is that actual Aesop or have they just refilled? You know, that sort of deal. It's real Aesop, guys. Things are going well. No, but we haven't actually filled
the Aesop. But maybe time felt like it was
given
going
as a gift.
Hopefully, maybe time felt like it was going real slow because there's a rando in your toilet.
And I'm standing out I'm not standing. I'm like on the couch, which is like a meter and a half away. And I'm playing like a YouTube video. But anyway, so when he left, like that was the guy who said, God bless, I remember now. But then I straight away went through the bathroom and just gave it a once over in regards to like hidden cameras and stuff, because I thought, and maybe this is huge conspiracy theory, but I thought, what about like a bit of a ruse where you pretend that you need to go to the toilet, you're an Uber Eats guy, you install a small camera in the bathroom.
It's a lot of thought. It would need some kind of internet connection to transmit a signal. So they're not, you'd have to ask,
have a 4G or whatever motion detected. Wouldn't be too hard. Anyway.
Let's check out how much they cost.
No, they wouldn't be that expensive. So, but the thing around the tipping, the conundrum with the tipping is you've had a bad experience. What Bree was wondering is if we give that guy a tip, are we then hypocritical or being hypocrites to then request a refund?
I think the
food
definition of a gronk, and we just used real life examples, is someone who complains or tries to get a refund on food where they know in their heart of hearts they wouldn't do it if they were at a restaurant or they're just taking the piss.
I've never done it at a restaurant in my life, but Uber Eats.
It's a massive gronk move. If you're taking advantage of this platform, like you're going, they're big. They don't worry. It's not an issue for them. Like that's a massive gronk move. Like if it's, you get cold food all the time. Think about what you're expecting. You're expecting a super hot pizza that's been delivered on a bike. Like that fucking isn't the reality. You get it hot from the restaurant. It could get cold when you take it home. And so if you then complain about a cold pizza because a delivery guy has brought it to you, the difference is if it's turned into a calzone, maybe give him a tip then. But I think it's a massive gronk move.
What are people saying? 97
on Instagram. Was it a cash? Were you going to give him a cash tip or?
It's through the app
tip.
See, like I would say give him a tip cash. So therefore you're not feeding the system that is Uber Eats, because Uber Eats doesn't reward or do anything for their drivers.
That's Hayden Dibb, by the way.
It's Hayden
Dibb. The voice of Hayden Dibb.
And the thing is, fucking Hayden Dibb carries cash. I don't carry.
I'm a Lebo.
The Lebo always has cash at the house. I don't have any cash.
No cash, Robbo.
And so, literally, I have no. Like, if someone said, knocked on my door and said, I need $5 right now, I wouldn't know what to do.
What, anyone say anything?
Yes, but those cameras are $250.
For if it has its own 4G connection.
Yeah, you just put a SIM in.
Far out.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it's good, isn't it?
They're pretty, you'd notice it if it was in the bathroom.
Guys don't make that much money.
You would notice it, of course, yeah.
Jem says hi. She joined.
Hi,
Jem. Julian joined.
Hi, Julian.
Hey, hey.
Gary V just started a live stream too. That's what Ego said anyway.
Gary V. So he's saying he's gone
which,
over to
which ones are we
go
gonna
to
watch?
Gary. Yeah, go to Gary, mate.
Beard of Fence says morning boys.
G'day, Beard of
Fence. And Kroger complained through Uber Eats, got a refund, and then called the restaurant to also complain and got a free meal.
That is the ultimate gronk move.
I mean, if it had a fucking nail in the pasta or something.
Yeah, it needs to be pretty bad. Can you find out from Kroger what it was? Kroger, what was it that you were actually complaining about?
Yeah.
How bad was it?
I think, the toilet example where you are in the moment, it's hard to know what you do in these situations in the moment, because I wouldn't say that you're the guy that's
just cold.
Exactly what I was saying. I wouldn't say that you'd be the person that would do that, because you're quite Homeland Security. Like it's you know, like your house is your shrine.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very good when it comes to locking the doors and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, you keep it locked down. Remember that time that I was at the lights in my Honda Civic? This was And I pulled up at the lights on Punt Road, the Richmond, where the train bridge goes across Punt Road. And I'm waiting at the lights and I just look and my door gets opened by this woman and all of a sudden she's sitting in my car and she said, oh, can I, I'm heading to St Kilda. Do you mind if I get a lift to St Kilda? And I was like, the weird thing was I went, yeah, I'm actually going to St Kilda because I was going home.
Can't lie.
But yeah, it was like an instant thing. I was actually connecting the dots. I was like, it's pretty crazy. You just got in my car and I'm actually going to the place you want to go to. My God, she was in trouble, as in just like mentally. Mm-hmm. And I've since seen her hanging out with people who seem like they're on heroin. Mm-hmm. And she hangs around up here. I haven't seen her recently, but.
What was the conversation? What'd you talk about?
Oh, she was telling me about her friend that she couldn't get onto, that she was worried that he'd killed himself. And then she's doing that thing, oh, can I borrow your phone? And and then she's on speaker. But the thing is, I would never I say to myself, I'd never fucking do that. Mm. Never. But I did it.
Well, you would never like
I would never do that. Before then, I would have said, no way I'd let someone in. Like, the thing is, you just get a better car, like my Hyundai, and you can't open the door. Like, she would have done that. Whereas my Honda Civic just opens. Sure. So the older the car.
Do you reckon she knew that? She knew that by older car means that it would be
maybe
easier?
Maybe she just saw me and thought, I don't know. I don't think she was thinking that straight. Mm-hmm. She just opened the car door.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, it's a weird thing. Don't let people into your house.
Yeah, I think that I felt good afterwards. It was like
It went well. Mm-hmm. But I think, I don't know.
What would have you done if you found a security camera in the bathroom?
I'd be like, fucking knew it.
The first thought is lifetime Uber Eats. Lifetime Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah, this complaint is
going to go. Let's flip up the situation. Bree's home by herself. Mm-hmm. A guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't.
I'd be super pissed if Amy did that. Yeah. I'd be so pissed. Mm-hmm. Like, I even have I worry about her running through bullying because at night when it's dark.
Well, even the my door of my apartment doesn't have a eyepiece.
Yeah. Yeah, my front door doesn't.
And so the other day an Uber Eats person got up without having to press the doorbell downstairs.
Oh, wow. And so you were like.
And so I had to double think. I'm like, huh, I do want my food, so I'm going to open it. But I hope it is the Uber Eats person.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty safe building.
Your building's locked down pretty well.
Well, that's why I like living in apartment blocks.
Yeah.
It is nice. You don't have to worry about security as much.
I did think that. It's about where you live, though. If you lived around these neighbourhoods, Abbotsford, I think it'd be a different case. Where I live in Pauline, it's Bodie calls it.
He
calls it Pauline instead of Pauline. I like it. So where I live in Pauline, super safe. It feels so nice. Like I was the guy that was always worried about security. Mm-hmm. Just fucking make sure, lock it all, apartment feels safe. Haven't felt unsafe. Let's just lock a few doors.
Yeah. Hayden Dibb, you're on the couch.
Yes.
The tattoo.
Yes.
You are the guy who is getting the daily talk show tattoo.
That is true.
Mate, I informed you about the situation of how it's going to go down, which I announced on yesterday's show. I know you're a show behind and you're listening. You'll be away from the live event for the first hour.
What does it take to be sort of like conditions that are deemed acceptable?
Hygiene.
Yeah.
Just anywhere that's not like, because have you been into a tattoo studio before?
No. It smells like a medical center.
Yeah, like everything is like, you're basically, it's like, it's almost like a doctor's office. It's like everything is sterile. Mm. Like everything is clean, has to be clean. It's like, got to be up to code. There's no.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
no, it's like the equivalent of us trying to get you to have a filling live.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bond Street Dental.
Maybe that.
Well, I can organize that. Yeah. Anyway.
What does that mean?
And so they can't control the hygiene within AU79 where we're having it. So
even though AU79, some of the best hygiene.
Mate, one of the cleanest cafes I've ever seen.
Yeah. Mm.
To be honest.
It's just the environment. It needs to be a controlled environment. Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to happen in a different location.
Yeah, we're sorting that out. We'll be close by, 20 minutes in an Uber. Even in peak hour, I reckon we'll be able to nail that, 20 to 30 minutes in an Uber.
Yeah, so while people are coming in,
yeah,
they'll be seeing me get the old tattoo.
Have you told your dad?
Yeah.
No. I actually said to someone today, I was like, I'm telling you, but like, don't tell my dad. because like, you know, getting a tattoo is one thing he doesn't like. Even though he's got tattoos, he doesn't like the idea of me having tattoos.
Why?
I have no idea. I think it's just like the old school like Lebo inside him. Mm-hmm. Even though he's got them, he's like, oh, I don't want my kids to have tattoos. But like,
don't make the mistakes your old man did.
Yeah. So I think at this point it's like he's fine with me getting tattoos. But like if I'm getting novelty tattoos,
yeah,
which I already do.
Like you've got hummus on your fucking hummus
written on. Well, luckily that you're not getting a novelty tattoo. You're getting a of a podcast that's doing quite well.
And well, the thing is I've been contemplating whether I just get your names as well.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I'm happy.
Do you boys want your names permanently on my body?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely would. No, that really sits
well.
I'm
going to listen to Tommy on this one.
What?
No, well, I'm happy.
Where are you, where are you pulling this from?
Well, I don't know. I've made mistakes with tattoos. So I just understand. I think the Daily Talk Show, the logo and shit.
So you're worried that there's going to be some sort of blow up?
No, not at all.
No, there's not going to be a blow up.
Not at all. Not at all.
My mum's cool with it. My mum knows.
Oh, your mum knows? Okay,
great. Yeah, she's cool. She's cool with it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it's not the stupidest tattoo I have.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Isn't it funny? Like,
you should invite your dad to a live show.
Yeah, maybe not.
Just have him there. Hang on, look at that guy on the live.
Who's that?
That guy up on the screen. What's looks like doing? My fucking. Oh my God. That would be good.
That would be good.
Talking about mums, Mr. 97 last night, I was just getting ready to leave. He's like, oh, I just remembered something. My mum was walking past me while I was editing one of our videos.
Mm.
And she's like, ah, oh, I hate that new hat that Josh is wearing. What's with the color of the hat?
Which and one?
The yellow the schlepper hat that you got me, Hayden. And so you'll notice that today I've gone back to my ass hat.
Why would you let that?
Well, I don't understand why did Denise feel.
Why did Denise, also my mum's name.
Oh, great.
Why did Denise not like the hat?
I don't know. She just said it didn't work with your skin tone.
Also, why is he taking work home with him, boys?
Mate.
Because he can't fucking, the bus running late. I don't know. It's got something to do with that.
HR department. He's,
yeah. Overtime. Hayden's dad imports these hats. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. These Gorin hats that brothers. We wear. They're sick.
So if you want to get them in Melbourne, how do you do it?
I've got a few distributors. So we've got Smith Street, Live Travel Adventure Store. We've got them in there.
Yeah.
It's probably the biggest selection we've got. We've got Hats by the Hundred.
What's Hats by the Hundred?
They're a store in Brisbane, I think. And then we've got
do they do bulk
Grand
hats?
Hatters. Grand Hatters, sorry.
Do they do bulk hats?
They do bulk
hats. You mean
hats.
Bulk
they
do hats? What does that mean?
Do you have to buy them by the Hats by the Hundred?
Okay.
We've got Hats by the Hundred. Grand Hatters in the city. We've got Carlisle Accessories, which is in, I think,
Carlisle Street.
Yep, that's the one.
Sounds like it. Carlisle Accessories. Yeah, that
makes sense. Carlisle is in where's that? That's
Balaclava.
Yep, that's the one. So they sell them as well.
Mm.
So there's a few spots you can get them. They're pretty popular at the moment.
Mm. Oh mate, they're everywhere.
Do you guys feel like on the hat thing, if someone was to say something, do you think it actually does it impact? Like if someone said something about a top. Would you then suddenly start thinking about it and going, oh, maybe I don't wear that top anymore?
It depends who says it.
Mm.
From Denise?
If Denise said it, probably not. Because, I mean, look at her son.
I feel like Denise likes me. Like Denise only wants the best for me.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing.
I bet that hat's like the same colour as his fucking head. So what's she saying?
That's true.
That's a good point.
That's true. And she thought that Mr. 97's hair looked amazing.
I know. So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
Maybe she's trying to tell you like.
Or maybe she was having a bad day.
Yeah.
Like maybe she was.
But hang on. Well, I want to understand why she's in the circle of people that would.
But what's
would
with mums? Gemma's mum.
Gemma Watts?
Yeah.
What did she say?
She said, oh, Josh looks way better without hats. What's with this fucking mum obsession with me and hats?
But she's wanting your hats gone.
Yeah, Gemma's mum.
Yeah.
Why are they all so invested in my hats?
Well, no one's seen your head in about 6 months.
Imagine the folliculitis growing underneath there.
No, it's actually.
Do you air it? Do you like air it? Does it get air?
I don't wear a hat to bed.
It's like a mattress on the ground. It needs to be pulled back up, just flat on the ground.
No, I actually.
The share house.
Part of the reason vegetarianism is going really well for me, by the way. No, but I was thinking maybe that inflammation of my scalp will be improved.
Yeah, I reckon.
No.
Infection.
I've been wearing
There's
a
difference
hat.
Between infection and inflammation.
No, yeah. I'm not talking about hats. I'm talking about vegetarianism.
Oh, yeah. It's in your diet. It's got nothing to do with the hat.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
No, it's still weird because you'll have an improved immune system if you start eating more veggies.
No, but he has to start eating more veggies.
No, what about eating
burritos?
Yeah.
He's been eating burgers.
Yeah.
There's a difference between.
The same.
Nothing's actually changed.
It's like just, saying.
I eat veggie bowls now. Like, go on Mr. 97's diet and you'll have an instant shift. But
you should have seen how much oil was in his food. Have you been?
That's fine.
Been,
what's wrong with that?
No, I couldn't actually end up eating it.
He had so much oil.
Too much oil. He fucked it.
No, because I was cooking zoodles this morning and I put oil in the zucchini noodles. You like spiralized zucchini?
Spiralized?
Okay,
Joe Rogan.
If it's not on a rotisserie, he doesn't eat it, mate.
Yeah, and I accidentally put too much oil when I was frying them in the fry pan. And so.
So it was. Oh, that's interesting.
Just, it wasn't just drizzled over. It was like.
You screwed
it. I like cooked it with it. So
you
it's
slow.
Like,
sorry, you. What's that called? Shallow fried?
But it was pasta. He doesn't want to shallow fry the pasta.
Pasta?
Or like noodles, whatever.
Yeah. And it's just like zoodles, lightly. Buddy. They're done in like a minute.
Okay.
It's
zucchini.
No, I understand what it is. You can get it from like Danos Direct.
Oh, you can get the machine that makes it.
Mm.
Quick update before
we need the
get a bit of admin from Mr. 97. Water in my spa, it's clear.
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
What did you do differently?
Added a few bits and pieces, some sanitizer, some clarifier, and some shock.
What's shock?
Shock is what you have to put in after every second use. A little teaspoon.
And so is the
I've got a non-chlorine spa. Mm. So a lot of them aren't chlorine anymore.
Mm.
They're just using a bunch of other stuff rids yuckiness. Anyway.
Gemma wanted to say, Jill Watts says, you're so handsome, Josh, and you shouldn't hide your face under a brim.
Thanks, Jill.
Fair enough.
Gem wants this rectified, otherwise Jill will be upset.
Should we see what my hair looks like now?
Yeah.
We've got a contract, Josh.
Yeah, I've got yeah. All right.
It's actually pretty dry.
It's not a bad idea.
Is that a good idea?
No, as in like
is
it
that
doesn't,
good?
It's not
what
oily.
What does dry mean?
As in it doesn't look like it's oily. If it was oily, it'd look.
I've been washing my hair like every day.
Okay, yeah, that's not good. That's though. Full on.
You shouldn't be doing that though. You're not meant to wash your hair.
All right, boys.
Gemma, can you let us know?
Yeah, Gemma. Yep. Gemma will be the expert on this.
Let him make the mistake.
Pete just said, did someone say noodles?
Who did?
Pete loves to noodle.
You know, it's funny about noodles. Noodling, noodles about noodling.
With Mr. 97 bringing down our server yesterday. which I'm happy to just, that's what the story I'm going with. It's funnier that way. You did ask, should I press the button?
And
I
was like, Monday.
Yeah. And go I was thinking, for it. I was like, oh, how
hard? Mate, like, it was literally it was a software update button and it destroyed the whole server.
Yeah. Anyway, so, but.
It doesn't make sense.
But we're moving joshjansen.com across to our company server.
Yeah.
And Mr. 97 was saying, oh, like, maybe you can just start from scratch. And then he said, but make sure we save your noodles first.
Cute.
So Pete would be proud.
Yeah.
Pete would
is
be
Pete
proud.
Back in Melbourne?
Where is he? Yeah,
I'm guessing he must be back in Melbourne now. After maybe I'll go for a walk with
or
him.
Or he's in LA.
Stopover.
Or he's on Qantas flying business and he fucking has in-air Wi-Fi.
No, I reckon he's here. I reckon he's in Melbourne.
Chance of that.
Anyway, I wonder if Pete would do Find Friends.
He doesn't need to be a part of this fucking incestuous.
Oh, Gemma, Pete's back in Melbourne.
Amazing. Oh, great. Thanks. We had to find out from Gemma
to
get to Pete. Any admin before we go?
LA fact of the day.
Oh, amazing.
In 1939, Los Angeles banned pinball machines, declaring them as a nuisance in public places and therefore subjecting them to seizure by the police. Although it was rarely enforced, the ban on pinball machines lasted almost three decades and ended in 1974.
Wow. That's unbelievable. But I mean, but this is like the phone stuff. This is the equivalent. There wasn't phones around then. People were wanting to ban phones being used in public, like walking and shit.
Oh, really?
Well, no, as in like you've seen the hysteria around. Mm. It's like the book thing. Back in the day, books were going to ruin people because they were distracting everyone's time, and now it's phones.
What are you smiling at?
Oh, I've just got some gratification from Jem and Pete. Couldn't be prouder of Sevs. Great fact today, Sevs.
No, I appreciate that fact. Better come in strong tomorrow. Anything else before we go?
Yeah, we got a review from Charisse. Authentic Gronks, 5-star review. Josh, you'll be happy. Five-star review.
Aren't you happy with the five-star review?
I'm stoked, but you've been requesting them for the past
three days. That came in about 7 days ago.
It was actually about 3 days ago.
I saw it a long time ago. Go on. We haven't read it on air.
Stumbled upon these guys.
Is it from New Zealand?
Yes.
Thank you.
Stumbled upon these guys after Zoe Foster-Blake posted a snap of her appearance on the show. Now this is my go-to podcast whenever I want to learn something new and hear a ton of jokes along the way. Love that it isn't edited and that they bring in so many interesting people to have real conversations with. After living in New Zealand for 2 years, it's fabulous to hear some good Aussie banter again. We'll keep recommending to my friends.
That's bloody cool. Oath. Bloody oath, mate.
I like the idea of people recommending to their friends.
That's nice.
I feel like it's quite a... What are you smiling at now? I'm fucking over you on Instagram. We're going to have to get rid of it if you keep smiling. What are you smiling at?
Aaron. Aaron's recycling my LA facts with his friends.
Reciting?
Yeah, well, recycling them. So, yeah,
it's the okay, same yeah, thing. Yeah, 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 yeah. So he steals them. You're doing the legwork.
Yeah, yeah.
We're paying you.
Yeah. And you're just... And let's be honest, you're on Wikipedia or some shit, aren't you?
Where are you getting them all from?
There's probably about four different websites.
You should be citing them. Can you try and find where that fact was from, please?
Sure can. Low battery on the phone, by the way.
Yep. And you might have to click dismiss. Maybe. Close. Not sure if you have to. And then we're going to go, guys, but I just want to know.
LATimes.com newspaper.
Okay. Great.
Very good. All right. On that LA Times thing, I'm trying to, one of the lifestyle things is reading more. So I'm getting into articles. This is a little side fact. Anyway, you didn't fucking text me this morning.
Definitely wasn't going to.
Okay.
Did you get up before 6?
No, because I got no text. Well, I set my alarm for 6:15 in case no one texted me.
The accountability thing isn't a reliance thing either. So like, this is why when you're like, oh, I've got this person I need to exercise with or something. It's like, it doesn't mean that they're the reason you don't do it. It's like they just keep you accountable. This is the problem with people who come up with like exercise routines or things where they then go, oh, I need this person. So then there's a massive reliance on that person.
I haven't walked since Pete's been away.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to go for a walk tonight, Pete. I'll text you after this. All right. Actually, I'll call him. It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Thedailytalkshow.com is the website and it's currently up 97.
Let's just quickly check if there's... any more tickets left of this live show of ours?
Yeah, it's still up. It's all good.
Okay, good. I think it's like 5 or something.
5 left.
Mm-hmm.
5 left, guys.
Okay. Well, yeah, so that's happening on the 29th and it is Halloween that week. So I was thinking.
Pete says, please don't call. He'll get sweaty palms.
He'll be fine. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to FaceTime him. Okay.
All right, you didn't say FaceTime. You got him on a technicality.
I did. It's a Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.